Welcome to episode 119 of the Playconomics podcast, and we are re-recording this entire episode because I don't have a Mac. If you heard, if I left in the first part that Bobby said in this episode, is that my power went out because I have a PC. That's why the power went out, and this episode is completely lost. But it's new. It's approved. It's episode 19. It's the Game Awards reactions and news. Bobby, take it away. How did you think the Game Awards went?
Really underwhelming. I think there wasn't enough time given to all of the presenters who merited the awards. I think a lot of the stuff was put on the side stage that should have been put on the side stage. And frankly, nothing of real consequence in my eyes was announced. I'm still high on the GTA 6 trailer more so than anything we saw here.
Very, very true. And I think a tweet that has been all over Twitter perfectly embodies what the Game Awards have been. This is just E3 in the winter now.
Just rename it, Jeff.
Just say... We fixed E3, period, full stop, end of statement.
But are you surprised we didn't get a Wii Fit? Are you surprised Wii Fit wasn't there?
So big takeaways. What we're going to start with is the absolute winner of the Game Awards and probably the biggest video game news and the biggest video game move that we've seen in the last 5 years to a decade.
That no one is talking about.
Zero people care, but the Financial Context for Industry Trends podcast is telling you right now to buy shares in Fortnite mentally, because Fortnite is here. It has a competitor for Roblox. It has a competitor for Minecraft now, and it has a competitor for Rocket League.
I wouldn't say the competitor is the right word. I would say it has a replacement.
Fair. It has the better version of those three games that I listed. All in one package.
You know, and this is something I didn't mention the first time, that of why I'm so bullish on LEGO Fortnite. It actually tells you what to do because it's a game for children. If you boot up Minecraft for the first time, it's just like...
What do? Yeah, you literally just load in, there's dirt, and you could do whatever you want. Yeah. Listen, there's an appeal to that, but at the same time, I think the LEGO is... The collaboration between Fortnite... one of the greatest marketing companies and collaboration companies of our generation, and LEGO, the greatest marketing and collaboration company of all time, makes sense. Great collaborator, collaborate. Understood. They have access to damn near every IP that's ever existed now. Because if it hasn't been in Fortnite, it's been a LEGO.
Hold on. Keep vamping. I'm gonna make it happen, man.
If it hasn't been in Fortnite, it has been in LEGO. And the last piece of trifecta that they need for this relationship is they need to somehow get Ronald McDonald into Fortnite, and they will have the perfect collaboration trifecta of Fortnite, the McDonald's toy, and LEGO. Bobby, I hope I've answered for long enough.
I think that you hit it perfectly. I think the partnership makes total sense. I think that in the grand scheme of things, it's a brilliant move that will prolong Fortnite for a very long time. They said it best. They said Fortnite is now a platform. Mm-hmm. And this was a rabbit out of the hat that I didn't expect. But I love that they did. And I think it's a very shrewd business move.
100%. And like, this only bolsters Fortnite's staying power. And they did this, and you said it last time on the episode, so I'm going to take your own thought from you. They did this coming off of they re-released the new map. Mm. And everybody was like, oh, they're in their death throes. They don't know what they're doing. They had to bring this back to save everything. No, Fortnite was good. They said, do you know what you guys want? Because we listen. We develop good games. We continue to give people what they want. Here's the original map back. And by the way, while you're here, why don't you stay around? Play some Legos.
Rocket League. My kid is too young to actually play for himself games, but he was mesmerized. That scene of Lego characters. I'm also just put into ChatGPT. I asked him to generate me Michael Weston from Burnt Notice as a Lego character.
I'll put it on screen. Send me the photo.
I really hope it's good.
Closing thoughts on Fortnite besides goddamn wow, chef's kiss by Epic Games.
No, I think this was a like haymaker sized punch.
Yeah. I just want to know, while we are saying that, was it an underwhelming video game announcement slash awards? There it is. Michael Weston as a Lego. Fantastic.
It can happen now, Matt.
This is how we do it. This is how we do it. We're just going to have to go it now. Instead of Diablo 4 and Baldur's Gate, we play Legos. Just like God
Listen,
intended.
You and I, just like God intended, we should jump into a game. I think you'll actually find it very addicting.
I'm in. We could discuss this week. We could get some games in. But Fortnite absolutely made a major announcement at this Game Awards, and I think is a piece, and we'll get into some of the other things that got announced. Fortnite's collaboration event, along with Monster Hunter, which we'll briefly touch on, are two
Yeah, Monster Hunter Wilds is going to be the biggest game of 2025.
Yes.
And that's the year that Grand Theft Auto 6 comes out.
Yep. And it won't be on GTA 6's level, but everywhere but the US, I think it will be. Like, I think if you do world, like if you take what is the game of the year for the world, I think Monster Hunter takes it away easy. Game of the year for the Game Awards is going to be GTA 6, obviously.
I haven't actually broached the idea. Listen to me. Baldur's Gate didn't deserve Game of the Year because I couldn't put a beard on an elf. But Fortnite Lego deserves Game of the Year because I can make George Clooney from ER as a Lego character.
Wow, that was real quick. You're really into this. All right, we will play Legos later this week. But we're going to transition. What Bobby is stalling for us to get to is that Sony had an absolutely abysmal performance at the Game Awards. And we
I'm
know
the first person who will say it was bad.
We were trying to get into a piece. Where you need me to vamp?
No, you're good. You're good. My kid hears us talking about this in the background. He's going nuts over there.
Very excited. It's the Lego talk. But so Sony was eerily silent for the last 6 months leading up to Spider-Man and then after Spider-Man. And we thought something big was coming at the Game Awards. And instead, they gave you two DLCs. One of them isn't even really a first-party game. They gave you a DLC roguelike for God of War. They gave you DLC to FF16.
Yeah,
which
I was
going to
say,
cool.
I was gonna say, God of War is a first-party game, just so you're clear.
Yeah, I know. But Final Fantasy 16
oh, yeah,
is not.
Yeah, I almost forget. We didn't even talk about that on the episode Lost in Space.
Yeah, that shall remain nameless. And then they give us the one saving grace is Rise of Ronin, which I think in 2024 will be a Game of the Year contender. Easily. It'll lose to Hellblade, but it'll easily be a Game of the Year contender.
I am at the point of no return with Sony where I'm like, where is anything? Where is anything? You gave me what? You gave me a fucking
Portal.
Free God of War DLC from a game that came out a year ago?
Why don't you spend $750 and buy the Portal and the VR so you can play the same games but a little bit different?
Listen to me. That Resident Evil 4 VR, don't you tempt me. Don't you fucking tempt me. I've bought Resident Evil 4 on every system.
You're the problem. So I had my issue with Pokemon, and I had my come to Jesus moment where I no longer support Pokemon. Sony is now Pokemon status.
Yeah, we can breeze Shambles. Through. We can breeze through. The next, I would say, biggest thing, because I don't have much to say about Sony other than there was not much to talk about. I think that
we'll see what 2024
we need
is.
Something big soon, pal.
Something. But we'll transition to Xbox, who had a decent showing. They showed Hellblade again. I'm getting tired of seeing Hellblade because, like, they do have other
games. What if
they
just never release it and they keep releasing trailers for it for you?
Because they gave us another trailer and they gave us some gameplay. Bobby doesn't think it looks good. I thought it looks fantastic. I think it's easily either a full 10 out of 10, 100 wins game of the year or a nice solid 60 like Starfield was. Who knows? That's the rush you get from being an Xbox fan. That's the rush. I think it's going to be really good. It's going to win Game of the Year. I'm tired of seeing it. If you show me Hellblade 2 again without a firm release date, I'm going to fight Phil Spencer.
No, you're not.
Send it. Tag
give him.
Him
a
if
kiss
you show
goodnight.
Me.
You're gonna give
if
him a kiss
you
goodnight.
Show me Hellblade 2 one more time without either out now or this day out, I will fight Phil Spencer. I'm going to challenge him, Elon Musk, and Zuck. That's the headline of the card. Me, Phil Spencer, right before it. I'll fight Phil Spencer if I see this again without it.
Yeah, hope it looks fine. This looks like an entirely 70 fine game.
Yeah, Bobby's complaint is the combat, which is almost identical to the smash and bash type combat of God of War. So if it was a Sony game, he would literally be exploding on screen right now. But because it's made by literally anybody else, hot garbage, just like the Blade game. And that's all we're going to say, because we took 25 minutes on the last episode about Blade. It ends with they should have made a Hulk game. And that the studio that completely botched the vampire game, that I don't even remember the name of, is making another vampire game. And Phil Spencer's just like, I mean, listen, we got money to blow. We bought Activision, Blizzard, and King, and they're going to float us for the next
billion
years.
But you did have a great marketing tag that I'll resurface here, where you're like, Xbox's new marketing slogan should be, everyone gets a second chance.
You know, Arcade, if you do back-to-back trash vampire games, I'm going to be pissed. And I will fight Phil Spencer again. It has to happen now. It has to happen. I need to fight Phil Spencer. You got thoughts on Blade?
No, should have been the Hulk. Make a good Hulk game. It's right there, and it's so easy. I don't know why it hasn't been done.
Pick a studio. Who makes Hulk? If you say Sony Studio, I'll punch you in the fucking mouth.
Actually, you're not going to like who I say, but I think makes the most sense is DICE.
Naughty Dog. Okay.
No. Stick with me here. DICE's whole thing is like environments that are really good at falling apart.
Okay.
Like you can shoot through walls and stuff.
That's all I need.
They're really good at making like buildings that are fun.
Interactive environment.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, granted, done. Hulk is not a first person Hulk game, though.
No. VR Hulk game, I'm in. VR Hulk game, I'm in. It needs to be third person. If it's not, if it's VR third person, one of those two things, and you design like $600 like Wiimotes that are just Hulk gloves, and you are pounding away. Free, whoever takes it, just. Don't even send me a copy. I don't need a free one. Just make it exactly like I just said. Hulk gloves, VR, done. That's it.
Yeah, not much more to say there. But you know what? Who had a lot to say? Not Larian Studios. They had 46 seconds worth of acceptance speech because they're like, man, he's going to get on stage in a suit of armor. People are like, you didn't let him talk about COVID. The man wore a suit of armor to the award show. This is who you're going to give time to?
Hey, somebody came out in the Fallout armor. Somebody came out in the...
The Finns? People from Finland? That's who you're going to give time to?
Yeah. Studios put out a banger. But disgusting. What you're going to talk about is
listen,
the fact
listen,
that...
Listen, I'm just going to hold on. A lot of Finland at the Game Awards, okay? Sam Lake and the people who made Alan Wake, that whole team is Finnish from Finland.
They made a good game. Alan Wake was great.
But listen, these Finns, they're getting a little too close. People are worried about the southern border. I'm worried about the Finnish border.
We don't have a border with them.
And they are exercising that. Maybe we should.
We should make a land bridge to Finland.
Listen to me. Next election cycle. I don't care who it is. I don't care who the candidate is, regardless of political party. They come up and be like, you imagine Trump gets up there. You remember when Trump was going to buy Greenland or Iceland, whichever one? If his whole... The Finnish people, great people, know him a lot.
Finland's landlocked.
We gotta stop him. We gotta stop him, folks.
We cannot have a border with Finland. They're completely.
We're gonna build the wall. Listen, build the wall and have Finland pay for it. It's gonna be my new t-shirt.
We're getting off track. The last thing we're gonna talk about today is we round out this fantastically.
No, it's Kojima. Let's talk about Kojima. That's what I wanted to say.
His game OD. I found out that I don't like horror games. And I really wanted a Kojima game because, like, Bobby has been talking about it. I thought Death Stranding looked
good. But you don't want this one?
No, no, I don't want this one. I wanted one with swords and shields and to take place in the lands between, and you fought Morgan.
Oh, so you just wanted Elden Ring DLC?
But Elden Ring DLC by Kojima.
First of all.
Listen.
That would be too powerful. Like, you can't have, like, co-directed by Scorsese and Spielberg. You can't have co-directed by Miyazaki and Kojima. It's just too much nuclear energy in one place.
It would just be every year they would just be making DLC for it and no other video games would exist. It would just be constant.
So here's my thing. You gave Kojima 18 and a half minutes and Jordan Peele to talk about nothing. To talk about nothing. To talk about genuinely nothing. And the Larian Studios guy, I bust his balls because he came out in a suit of armor. But the guys up there being like, this was our COVID game and we worked so hard, and to everybody who we lost at the studio, and wrap it up.
They should have just let him finish that sentence. He said they lost people at the studio and they played the music. Like, read the room. Give him another 3 seconds to finish that thought and have this, it transition.
Are you excited for the Kojima game that you have no idea what it's about?
Zero. But I'm not excited. I wasn't excited about the second Death Stranding where they just showed a baby, and like it. That's just how he does. And me and Kojima don't vibe on what makes a good video game.
But do you care that Jordan Peele's involved? I don't.
Because it's a horror game, yes. Because I don't like horror, no. And I learned that with Alan Wake. And we'll get to it in our, not our winners or losers, but our Game of the Year awards, the Playconomics awards, we'll get to. You'll see it in a week or two. Alan Wake 2 gets one. It's just not a good one. It's nope. Not a good award. But it was fantastic.
Yeah, I think it's a little egregious. Like, we get it, Jeff. You're friends with Hideo Kojima, a position that we would all like to be in, a position that we on this podcast would like to be in. You're abusing that power a little bit, buddy.
Yeah, like, he got a little too much,
a little too chummy.
Yeah, like, if anything, this should have been he announced the game, they showed the presentation, and then stick around after for a
deep dive talk session. Yeah.
Kojima would have been fantastic. But as we take this episode into a landing, smooth transition, baby.
No Elden Ring DLC. We're not going to talk about that. We're not going to talk about how...
Hold on. No. You're
Apex,
right. We'll get into Apex the Elden Ring
Final
DLC.
Fantasy VII? Well, the greatest crossover of all time for you, man?
Apex Final Fantasy VII is the worst collaboration ever. I'm just going to spitball a couple things because we're going to get to Elden Ring because I'm mad at you because you made me play it again and then I found out something. Elden Ring or the Apex Final Fantasy VII, stupid. Nobody was asking for
that. Yeah, no, it's on our big list of things that nobody asked for.
Sega, they showed Golden
Axe.
Didn't care about any of the other four. Golden Axe, one of the greatest games of all time. Core video game pillar of my childhood. Can't wait to see it.
What's the main character's name from Golden Axe?
They don't have them. They don't have names.
If I find out that they have a name, you're done on the podcast.
Whatever. It is a core video game of my childhood. Then, no Elden Ring DLC. And Bobby has been on this podcast for the better half of since Elden Ring came out. This is the best game I've ever played. It's so good. Blah, blah, blah. Need DLC. I'd like to let all the Playconomists know that Bobby's never beaten Elden Ring.
That's not true.
You've never beaten it.
Go ahead and look at my achievements, Matthew, because I knew you were
going to... What was the last boss that you fought
and killed? Dragon Lord Placidu, or however you say his name.
Did you kill the Elden Beast? Yes, I did.
I knew you would try to do this to me. So in this week that we've been talking, I need you to go look up my achievements right now.
Yeah.
And you'll see them all. Melania included.
I'm going to. And when I take a picture and it's from like a week and a half ago.
It is. It is. I knew this.
You have zero credibility on this show.
Well, no, your statement is still untrue because I have beaten Elden Ring and the secret boss.
Bobby just beat Elden Ring a week and a half ago.
Doesn't matter.
So he's been claiming all of these things, never having finished the game. So Bobby no longer has a video game take. And as we take this infra landing.
You thought you were gonna. You thought you were so slick that you were gonna get me, and I knew it. I knew I prepared.
You better have that achievement, because I'm gonna go look when we get off this podcast. No,
you don't have to. You can vamp for 3 seconds. I'll show the camera.
As we take this in for a landing, want to remind you guys to like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you never miss any of this juicy financial context for industry trends. Follow us on all our socials. Links in the description below.
Achieve the age of stars ending. I hung out with Ranny at the end.
Yeah, can be faked. Can be faked. Remember,
I faked the whole
Discord.
App. You son of a bitch.
Discord's
you think
in the
I photoshopped it? I mean, listen, that is 100% something I would do.
Deuces. Remember, happy gaming, and Bobby's a fraud.